it's there's a level you come to in the realm of the spirit. You begin to know that you can change things in the spirit. See, you might be praying here. It might seem like a 30-minute prayer or a 5-minute prayer. But in the realm of the spirit, you have changed a lot of things to your favor. So when we pray, I will say, don't get tired of praying. Never get tired of praying. Never get tired of praying. You never can tell that prayer is a sacrifice until you try it for an hour or 2 hours. If you sit down and you pray for an hour or two, you know that prayer is a sacrifice. Praise the Lord Jesus. We pray this prayer, we say, Father, expand our capacity. What is the difference between 20 liters and 30 liters gallon? What's the difference between, okay, 10 is the difference. That means in the different lines, the capacity. One had 10 times stronger capacity than the other one. But they are both made on the same point. But yet they didn't have the same capacity. So it is possible you and I can be a Christian, but the capacity of what I can control in the spiritual realm can be stronger than your own capacity. So when we pray, we ask God for an increase in the capacity. I can be called, you can be called, but there's a depth of understanding that can come after me that will shock you even this time you are called into the capacity. Your testimony shall begin to increase even more in the name of Jesus. I'll be teaching on the healing today. But I need us to go out more often. But first of all, I want to share a story about the jar and the oil. It's one with me. I mean, if you have read the story of the woman with the wife of the prophet that met Elisha. Are we all there? I read, one day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to whom? Elisha, and cried out, "My husband, who served you, is dead. And you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. What can I do to help you?" Excuse me. You listen to what he said. She just laid out a complaint. And yet the prophet said, "What can I do to help you?" Sometimes the problem we have, it's not that there's not a solution. It's that we meet the wrong people seeking for the right solution. Are we following? You meet the wrong people seeking for what? A right solution. A tree of mango can only beget mango. Can a tree of mango beget other fruits? In fact, if you are walking past a mango tree and you see a pineapple, Would you shock? Thank you, Jesus. Pay attention to this story. Very important. God is always willing to help, but something is always needed. We have by repair. Once we get this thing down, I'm going to do a long teaching on this later. God is always willing to help, but something is needed. If you are a minister, your vessel is needed. Praise the Lord Jesus. If you are a minister, what's needed? Your vessel is needed. What's a vessel? Yourself. You must present yourself as a living sacrifice. You must present yourself ready and willing to be used by God. He said, "What can I do for you?" Elisha asked, "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" Before you, when you come to a business and you want to ask for an opportunity to work in that company, They will ask you, "What can you offer?" If there is nothing you can offer, nobody will use you. But the only thing that God asks for you is just a vessel. Just make yourself present and let me use you. See, I tell you the truth. The Bible says, "For we are bought for a price." It's not just free. Someone paid a price for you. And when someone paid the price for you, he owns you. But we have a God that allowed you to function in your own will. What an awesome God. That allows you to function in your own will. He doesn't force you. He said, life I've given you, death I've given you, but I'll ask you to choose life. Praise the Lord Jesus. If in the Garden of Eden, there was no fruit of good and evil, then God will not be complete. He will not be just. Because that means he's comparing us to only the good. But he gave us an opportunity to actually be good. Choose good. I created you to be good. But you still have the right to choose this. Praise the Lord Jesus. When before a man dies physically, he dies first in the spirit. The wages of sin is death, and yet when Adam and Eve ate the fruit, they did not die immediately. But in the spirit, they died. How do you die in the spirit? Whenever you lose the presence of God, you are dead. Is someone with me here? The wages of sin is death. When Jesus died, it's not just about the physical death. It's when the presence of God left him for a moment. And he said, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? Because for the very first moment, he knew what it felt to be a man without the presence of God. So if you're a man and you don't have the presence of God, you are dead. Thank you, Jesus. If you are called as a minister, you need your vessel. If you are called as a businessman and hard work, it's just better of you. That's what God will need in order to bless you. Follow me. The chief thing is about healing, but follow me on this oil as a path I want to present. Because in order for you to carry the grace of healing, you must present yourself as a living vessel. Now, this same prophet we're talking about, this woman that came to meet Elisha, the husband of this woman was a prophet. Died as a prophet. Because based on what she said, one day the widow of the Bible said, one day the widow of a member of the group of prophets. So that means there were groups of prophets. That means they could stay and prophesy to one another. When you read the Bible, you must find out the content, the intent, and the context of it. What is the content? What is the intent of the passage you're reading? And what is the context behind it? Praise the Lord Jesus. My husband who served you is dead. So that means that man served Elisha. And yet that man was in debt. But trust me, Elisha did not know that that man was in debt. Because the man never told Elisha he needed help. There's a level you will reach, you will think that because you're a minister, I'm a minister, that we are working for. My brother, you're making a mistake. And we're going to have capacity. Yes, you are called differently. I am called differently. That's true. But it's what they call capacity. It's what they call grace. A man of God can still be in an error and still speak word over your life. You that you are in, you're not in error, you're in the right one. And yet, that word you spoke to speak people over your head. Do you understand that? It's possible, for example, for me to come in a place and say, you must sow a seed of 10,000 naira to me in order for me to bless you. It is wrong for me to say such. But another person will say, it's wrong. Why would you charge me 10,000 naira? And I'll say, may you die, and that person will die. There is level of authority in the realm of the spirit. Is someone being blessed there? Follow me. Follow what? Follow me. If you follow me, you understand this. If you understand this mystery, your life will change. I don't know why I'm feeling a very strong amount, but if you understand this mystery, your life will change. He said, what can I do to help you? Elisha asked, tell me, what do you have in the house? Nothing at all. Excuse me. She said, nothing at all. She said, nothing at all. That thing that you thought was nothing is something. That 2 minutes of prayer that you pray with all your heart is something. She said she had what? Nothing. Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil, she replied. And that was more than enough to do the miracle. What do you have? What do you have that you call nothing? What is that, your own flax? What is your own holy oil? You see, in the God system, God cannot operate except a thing is present. In the God system, He can't operate except a thing is present. There was full of darkness, and God needed light. And He called that light from what? Darkness. A thing was what? Presence. God cannot raise the dead except someone is present. A thing was the presence. God cannot do miracle except a vessel is present. God cannot bless your business if you don't have a shop. Where will the blessing come from heaven? There is a system. The kingdom of earth has even belonged to the sons of what? Men. God cannot even despite His authority and power. He cannot operate on earth without the calling of a man. Neither can a demon operate without the unction of a man. If you understand that God is really omnipresent and omniscient and omniscience, if you understand these three words and their meaning, something in your life begins to change. And if you understand that same God who is omnipresent, omniscient, omni-all-knowing, omni-all-whatever, is living inside of you, it has to change your thinking pattern. Let's pay attention to this. He said, why were we not able to cast out these demons? He said, this kind, and He wasn't referring to the demons. He said, this time going up now, except what? Fasting and prayer. And later when they asked Him, how come we didn't succeed? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, if your faith is as small as what? The mustard seed, you can set this mountain what? A mountain to move. And what is the demon? He was talking about them. There are levels you can't operate. There's some healing you can see that will come to you. It is not that the faith you have cannot heal that person or cast out that devil, but doubt creeps in. And that level of doubt cannot go except through fasting and what? Have you ever prayed so much one day you pray, you just know you are so filled? You just know that I'm filled to the brim. You just, I don't know, you just feel like electricity moving around. You just feel so, you want to lay hands on people. Someone gets blessed there. For God to operate, a thing must be present. And Elisha said, he said, nothing at all, except a flask of oil should lie. And Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars. And in order for God to use you, you must come empty. He told the rich man, in order to follow me, sell everything you have and follow me. You must come empty. He said, leave the fishing business and what? Follow me. He said, let me unpack my bags and leave them. That was why he ministered. He said, let the dead bury the dead. He said, come as you are. He didn't say, go back home and pick some money. He said, come as you are. I don't know who needs to hear this. But until you come the way you are, you will never be filled. You must come the way you are. Oh, Father, I have wronged you. The story of the prodigal son. He left with everything. He came back empty. He came back drained of everything. And though he was saying, Father, I messed up. I can be a servant. But he was saying, what is wrong with you? And he welcomed him and gave him the ring, access card, ATM machine. The ring is like an honor. Wherever you are, people identify that this is the son of Solomon. He It's like your father, you took 50 million from your father, you went and spent it as much as you want, and you came back empty, and you just came back, you said, "Father, I'm sorry, let me give you a security man," and your father gave you a brand new ultimate ATM again with 100 million loaded. What kind of love is this? God is not loving us because we are right, God is not because He is meant to love us. It is not because of what you have done. He is constant and He's just. He has destiny Himself. He said, "I will love you for the rest of my life," and God is going to love you. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," meaning He has vowed to be with us. There's something changing our spirit. In order to come to God, you must come what? Empty. I will take it down. You must come what? Empty. You must be an empty vessel to come to God.